How's your garden doing, Earl?
Not good. Nothing's coming up.
What seeds did you plant?
Seeds? Was I supposed to plant seeds?
Things don't just happen. It gets done on purpose.
Growing in Christ takes discipline and habit.
Get off your butt and do it.
Go to the Speaking Deacons Essentials list only at thespeakingdeacon.com.
Speakingdeacon.com.
Let's pick up in midstream with the second part of this provoking message. TheSpeakingDeacon.com. Truth is here.
The law of chemistry. Chemicals react to each other consistently. If you were to go into a high school science classroom, what big table, hint, hint, would you see in the classroom? The periodic table of elements. They're so factual, so concise, and in a sequential order that it's a table. And every evolutionary scientist has to look at that trustworthy law of chemistry, knowing that each one of those material, electrons, I don't understand it. I don't pretend to understand it. But I do understand there's an order to it. And if evolution were true, there wouldn't be an order to it. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? Chemicals react. You know what your brain is? This is really cool. I learned this in counseling class dealing with drug addiction. You know what your brain is? Your brain is a chemical-electrical interaction. What? I can't wait till we get a computer that does that. I can't wait for the iPhone 25 that is a chemical-electrical interaction. That's going to be an awesome phone. Think about it. And what it does, you know what happens is you got these two like little electro thingamabobbies and there's space in between. And the electricity comes and puts out a little bit of chemical. And the chemical goes across and fits back into the receptors of the other end of that thing and then tells that turns back into an electrical charge which goes on its merry way. And guess what happens to the chemicals after they've been used? They get recycled. What? There's a recycling plant in your brain for the chemicals in between the two neurons. Well, boy, that just happened. Come on. That's so obvious God created that. It's so plain to anyone who uses those brain cells God gave them. Isn't that credible? That's the law of chemistry. If there was no laws of chemistry, if it was the chaos of chemistry, we couldn't think. Because our brains wouldn't all be behaving the same way. But anyway, the point is that there would be chaos in the brains. No brain would be the same. It'd be problems. Evolution says we begin in a primordial soup. What chemical laws govern the event from disorder to order? That there was to be some pile of goo somewhere, and boop, up pops a person. That can't happen because of these laws. The next one, here's a simple one, laws of planetary motion. You know, it kind of happened to get those models of the solar system. Ugh, evolutionists should not be allowed to say system. They should say solar happen chance. But they can't call it a system because a system means order and it means it's obeying certain laws that govern how the celestial bodies will rotate. The creation scientist, Johannes Kepler, does that sound familiar to anyone? Discovered that the planets in our solar system obey three laws of nature. He found that planets orbit in ellipses, not a perfect circle with the sun at the focus of the ellipsis, but means it's not a perfect circle. It's kind of like egg-shaped in a way, and sometimes we're closer to the sun, sometimes we're further away, and all the planets seem to do this. Everywhere, even the galaxies do this, have a spiral spin to them. What? Why is that there? Matter of fact, when was the last time you saw an explosion turn into some sort of system in order? Big bang. Big bang saying, boom, big explosion, tornadoes. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't happen that way. There's no system to an explosion. Okay, how are we doing? I'm going to give you a few more. Now we've got the laws of physics. The next two I'm going to give you are the fundamental laws that govern all the rest of the laws I gave you. And that's the cool thing about God's laws, is they build upon each other and increase truth and freedom. The more laws, that's why the truth will set you free. The more laws you get into your head and recognize and are governed by, the more freedom you have. Imagine if we just removed one law from this room, the law of gravity. Imagine the chaos. The chairs would be floating up, you know, all the things that would begin to happen in this room that would create disorder if one law was removed. Now imagine all the laws that are truly governing us. Laws of physics. Laws that tell us the way matter should behave. You know, and that's the big kicker. Ask an evolutionist, where did the laws of physics come from to tell any piece of matter how to behave? Where did that come from? An evolutionist must have an answer, or their theory is booted. They don't have an answer to that. I'm going to pick on this. I'm going to wrap this up really fun in a minute. But the laws of physics are a fun one to shove in the face of an evolutionist. Come on! Think for a minute, evolutionist!
Did he really just say that? Maybe it's time to end for today. Catch the exciting conclusion tomorrow. You are always welcome to email, Facebook, or tweet us with your thoughts or comments. Truth is here.